here's a story from The World.
Look at the fine print of many processed foods and beauty products. There's a strong chance you'll see palm oil among the ingredients. Palm oil production has nearly doubled worldwide over the past decade. It's transformed economies, landscapes, and our bodies. It's a focus of the new book, Planet Palm, How Palm Oil Ended Up in Everything and Endangered the World. Author Jocelyn Zuckerman is here to discuss all things palm oil. So palm oil is found in a lot of stuff today, Jocelyn. What exactly is palm oil and why has it become so popular?
So it comes from a plant that's native to West and Central Africa. These days, though, the industry is centered in Southeast Asia. It's very cheap to produce, and also it's super versatile. It's just a cheap filler that companies can use to put in all these products. It helps with sort of the texture of the product, and it also helps it become more shelf stable so that the product can last longer without getting stale.
So I said that palm oil production has nearly doubled worldwide over the past decade. How far back does palm oil go in our food systems?
So far back. It was very important to the cuisine and the culture of communities in West Africa and Central Africa. But beginning in the 1700s, Europeans began sourcing palm oil from Africa to use for lighting their lanterns and then eventually for soaps and candles and eventually margarines.
So with this recent boom in palm oil cultivation consumption, what's driving that? Is it driven by food makers or government policies or both?
In the early 2000s, the Food and Drug Administration determined that trans fats were bad for us. And then they deemed that you had to take trans fats out altogether. So palm oil was used to replace those oils that had been hydrogenated. So imports went up for that reason. And then in 2007, George Bush introduced a biofuels mandate that had a similar effect. So the domestic soy and corn oils that were going to biofuels were no longer going to food production. And so we needed other oil to put in those foods. So that also meant more palm oil imports coming into this country.
So as the shift has moved to the Far East, places like Indonesia and Malaysia, what's been the consequence of this massive increase in palm oil cultivation in those countries?
The main problem with palm oil is that it grows best at 10 degrees to the north and south of the equator, which is a swath of land that corresponds with our tropical rainforest. And as I'm sure your listeners know, these ecosystems are hugely important for sequestering carbon. They also support more than half the world's plant and animal species, including the world's great apes. And then the other big deal, big issue, is that a lot of the tropical rainforests sit on top of peatlands, which are soils that have formed over thousands of years through the accumulation of organic matter. And these are sort of waterlogged terrain. And in order to plant oil palm or anything else, I imagine, you have to sort of drain this land and then the plantation companies burn it. And when you do that, you're releasing massive amounts of carbon into the atmosphere. In 2015 and then in 2019, people might remember there were these massive fires in Indonesia. The haze was going all the way over across into Singapore and Thailand.
Right.
They were set those fires to clear the land largely for oil palm. There was a study afterward. They found that it led to the premature deaths of 100,000 people.
I'm speaking with Jocelyn Zuckerman. She's the author of Planet Palm, How Palm Oil Ended Up in Everything and Endangered the World. In addition to the environmental destruction in places like Malaysia and Indonesia, what are the labor conditions like for people who work on these palm plantations?
They're pretty rough. So in Malaysia, for example, so Malaysia has a much smaller population than Indonesia, and it also has a much higher standard of living. So the country relies on over 335,000 migrant workers, mostly from India, Bangladesh, Myanmar, and also Indonesia. A lot of these folks are brought there under false pretenses. Recruiters go to villages in these places and tell them, we're going to get you jobs in restaurants and hotels. Then they put them on boats, horrific conditions. And then they get to Thailand or Malaysia and put them in these camps and then traffic them to these plantations,
wow.
Often take their passports away. Many have had to escape sort of under cover of night. In Indonesia, there's been widely documented evidence of child labor. So the plantations often work with quota systems. So it's like you have to bring in this amount of fruit by the end of the day, and it's a lot of fruit. So like the man who's maybe has a temporary contract with the plantation will often bring his wife and his children to the field with him to collect the fruits so that he can meet that quota. And yet they're not compensated for their work at all.
Then there's the health aspect. I mean, as consumers, we're obviously eating more palm oil now than ever. What impact is this having on our bodies?
Worldwide, there's just way more vegetable oil in our diet. We tend to blame sugar for the obesity problems that are spreading across the world. But in fact, refined vegetable oils have added far more calories to the global diet in the last 50 years than any other food group, including sugar and other sweeteners. We're just getting a lot more oil in our diet than we need.
What advice do you have for people who want to avoid palm oil? I mean, should we be checking out those really tiny font ingredient lists at grocery stores?
It's a little tricky because it goes under all these different names. I mean, there are a lot of things you could see and not even realize that that's connected to palm oil. So things like stearic acid, palmitic acid, sodium lauryl sulfate, those are all derivatives of the oil palm fruit.
Really?
So I guess I would say, you know, look at labels, cut out ultra-processed foods, and, you know, go on the websites of the companies. PepsiCo uses a lot, Unilever, Colgate Palmolive. Call them on it. Tell them, you know, that you want to know where they're sourcing their palm oil, if it's linked to deforestation, human rights abuses, labor abuses. Consumers should let the companies know that we care about it. A lot of it happens in such remote areas. In the book, I talk about traveling to Liberia and Sumatra and sort of landing in the capitals of these places and then getting in a four-wheel drive and driving for 8 hours or so on really rough roads. So a lot of why the industry can get away with this stuff is because it's so far away and there's sort of maybe not journalists or other watchdog groups on the ground tracking it.
Can you envision a day when the U.S. will pass some kind of policy on palm oil?
Actually, Senator Brian Schatz, Democrat from Hawaii, he recently announced, it's not specific to palm oil, but he announced plans to introduce legislation that would put in place import requirements for agricultural commodities associated with illegal deforestation. And when he announced it, he said specifically, I don't think most Americans realize that palm oil is in like half the things in grocery stores. Britain and the EU are in the process of developing similar regulatory measures.
Jocelyn Zuckerman is the author of Planet Palm, How Palm Oil Ended Up in Everything and Endangered the World. Jocelyn, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Marco.